T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin will be here through at least 2025. What's it mean to you? Let's start with Percy D. What's up, Percy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, I got 3 quick points. I want to know what you guys think about this. First of all, this Terry contract was beautiful because he gets more guaranteed money early. I knew Terry wanted a long deal, but he gets all this guaranteed money early. And it's really the same guaranteed money all these 5 and 6 year deals are getting. And that was great. That means, like, that's the fairest deal I've seen in D.C. ever, and that's including Congress.
Probably way more fair than anything Congress comes up with.
Right. The second thing is, I remember when the Eagles were so good, B. Mitch, I think you were there when they were having those long playoff runs.
Mm-hmm.
They always seem to extend their guys early. And I see our GM, and we're getting to that point. And if we keep extending our guys early, like I remember when they had Sheldon Brown. And Sheldon Brown seemed like he was in the league 2 years, and they were already extending him. And I was like, wow.
Yep.
Like, because he was outplaying. He was outplaying his contract, but the way they set the deal up, he would never make what the guys in the upper in the later years would make because the way the salary was going up. And it was a good deal for the management. So this is a good deal both ways. Okay, one more thing. With the offense, the offensive coordinator, Scott Turner, what's his name from where Joe Gibbs came from? Don Coryell. Okay, the last Super Bowl offense, I think, to run the Don Coryell offense was the St. Louis Rams, Mike Martz, greatest show on turf. I like to hear comparison to put all their offensive weapons on one side and put all our offensive weapons on the other side. And I like to see y'all compare which player is which. Like, who's Isaac King? Who Isaac Bruce? Who's Terry? Who's the other wide receiver?
I don't know if we're at that point
just
yet.
Thank you for the call, man.
Because those dudes were off the chain. Bruce,
I love Percy's
Torrey
enthusiasm. Marshall Faulk's one of the five best running backs to ever play in this game.
I mean, we have guys with the potential to go and, but when a guy is a Hall of Famer,
lot to be excited about.
You got to show me a lot more for me to start comparing to them.
Lot to be excited about.
Hey,
I'm here for Percy.
Percy sounds like Jeff Jr. Don't
I think Percy has Asperger's syndrome. I'm not here for a greatest show on turf 2022 Commanders comparison.
No.
Not yet.
We don't have turf. We have grass. So let's not do that yet.
Tailgate Ted is on the line.
What's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Are you calling for a greatest show on turf comparison, Ted?
No. The Ashburn syndrome hasn't kicked in that much yet. We're not quite there, but them signing Terry gives me faith that the front office can actually do their job. Because, I mean, everyone said it. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And what was taking so long? And I was starting to get worried.
Dude, so it's a really fair comp. It's a really fair comment. I just wrote a story. It actually got my fingers typing again. That, above all, this is a reminder that they have football people making football decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they're good or bad will be determined. They're at least competent. They can at least take the layups. This is a layup. You had to get it done. Does it require some negotiation? Yes. But, you know, Rivera, I thought Rivera was calm and confident throughout, and he hit all the right notes there. Will that mean that Scott Turner nails the play calling? We don't know. Will that mean that Jahan Dotson and Brian Robinson and Fedarian Mathis will prove the right picks? We don't know. But they had to get this done. They got it done.
Yeah.
They deserve. Nobody's proposing a parade route. I'm just saying they deserve an attaboy for getting the right thing done.
All right. I give it to them right now. Attaboy.
Thank you, Ted.
Done with it. No more attaboys.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on the Terry McLaurin
signing. I'm happy it got done right now because we don't have to talk about it no more. Now we can focus on they reporting on what day? July
26.
26? That's the next date. That's all I'm focusing on.
Now, there are things to still discuss. I think we have to, you know, people will talk about Daron Payne and Cole Holcomb and what veterans could they add and all that.
Talking about trade possibilities now.
We'll get to all that.
But what I'm saying is trades and things of that nature, that's football moves
right
to me. So I'm cool with that.
Jeff, you are incredibly fired up. What was your reaction yesterday? Where are you at now?
Well, my reaction yesterday was more of a, I knew it. And my reaction through the night going up to this morning, seeing all the news break, I was just like fired up. I was like 10 wins for sure. And I'm still believing in our 10-win season. Get ready for the greatest show on grass. Yeah. Commanders to the Super Bowl.
What?
Like, no, I'm playing. That was just to top it off. But Commanders to at least 10 wins for sure, bro. Like, I'm really excited. This is the best news we've gotten all summer. Finally, happy to hear something other than Dan Snyder and all this other stuff that's going on. So, man, I'm fired up.
It's mumbo jumbo.
I'm fired up. I'm about to get my jersey.
I think, let's see. I get these emails from like fanatics about jersey sales. I'm going to try to inquire and see if there has been
a jump
in McLaurin jerseys because you got the fresh new gear out. A lot of people are asking me when they're going to start selling the black jerseys. I don't know. They don't keep me in the loop on that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was. Because we always do this, B, there was a press conference earlier this week, or I'm sorry, there was a press release earlier today that July 9th marks the 90th anniversary of the Washington organization. It was July 9th, 1932, mm-hmm. when the team moved from Boston to Washington.
From Boston.
They were the Boston Braves, became the Washington Redskins. Eventually, they are now the Washington Commanders. July 9th, they're going to roll out some new uniforms. They're going to roll out a new website. And eventually this season, they're going to roll out a new 90 greatest Commanders team.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them do this for the 70th year. We've seen this for the 80th year. So now we're getting to 90. It looks like there is. So there's a limited offer that includes two tickets to a game and a limited edition 90th anniversary pennant for $90. Two tickets to a game and two tickets to a game for $90 is pretty good, let alone
Hell
a
yeah.
pennant. Damn, that's any game?
I picked up nominated some
yeah.
guys.
Oh, for the 90th?
To add on to it. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Listen to this. In celebration of the team's 90th season, fans can take advantage of a limited-time ticket offer, including two tickets to any 2022 Commanders regular season home game and a limited edition 90th anniversary pennant for $90. That offer only works July 9th through July 11th.
You get 2 days to buy.
Dude, I thought this was going to be two tickets for $90 to the home opener because it's the Jags.
Yeah.
You're telling me you get two tickets for $90 to go see the Cowboys?
But see, the thing I'm saying, I think that July 9th to July 11th needs to be extended a little bit. Because I think there are a lot of fans out there who want to get on board, but they want to wait and see how things are going. And I don't think they want to just jump and buy the tickets right now.
But yeah, but those are cheap.
That's kind of one you can do. Because think about it. And they start really moving, you could probably capitalize off of that.
Dude, you could go see Aaron Rodgers with your girlfriend for $90. Kirk Cousins might be screaming you like that.
Make sure she don't have a crush on Aaron.
Okay. Well, whatever they're into. Dude, you could get tickets for week 18 against the Cowboys for you and your mom for $90.
I'll go get them right now.
I don't know. That's a hell of a deal. Now, I don't know parking, and I don't know the rest of the situation, but that's a hell of a deal. Let's hit these phones. Sean is in Gaithersburg. Sean, how fired up are you for the McLaurin signing?
Listen, I am pretty fired up. First of all, thanks for taking my phone call. But listen, I'm going to ask you very, very bluntly, because you know about more of the situation as far as contracts and legalities go. Couldn't they have done this exact deal much sooner than they did today? Or was there any kind of incentive for them to do it now? Because I feel like this was very much predicted that this would come out during this time while the team is going through all this, you know, negative PR and, you know, all these serious allegations. It just seems like some kind of deflective move to get people from stop talking about what's going on with Dan Snyder and all the congressional hearings. I feel like this is a very calculated move, and it doesn't really seem like they had much of a choice and they were cornered into this as opposed to actually wanting to sign it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, there's two things here. Did they get it done now, maybe instead of the week before training camp? Possibly. I don't know that, man. But if that was the plan, they would have done it last Wednesday morning before the hearing, right? Like, if it was truly just about a deflection move, there were better times to get it done than going into a holiday weekend. Ron Rivera has been open about trying to get this done. There was a report they tried to get it done before minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not naive in this situation. I know there are often news dumps and there is often timing to major stories that come out of Ashburn. We've seen that for a long time. I don't think this is one of them, because you had to get this done before training camp. One thing that is really tough for NFL front offices is when they have a holdout that lasts until training camp. People kind of forget this, but Martin Mayhew, Marty Herney, Chris Poley, all those guys, they're regular people, and they want to go take their family to the beach for 10 mm-hmm. days. And when you have a lingering major contract holdout,
kind of hard to relax.
It limits your ability to, like, this is the only break they get in the NFL is late June to late July. It's all right, dude. Like, I understand your skepticism, but they also had to get this deal done. So at any moment between now and training camp, listen, the congressional stuff's not going away.
Yeah.
It'll flare back up. And the subpoena stuff, all of these things. Like, you could say that at any point this offseason. And I think this deal is something that just needed to get done because of
it needed to get done.
Right. If I was McLaurin's agent and I got to training camp and there was no new deal done, I would have closed the window. I would have said, we're done. There's no more extension talks.
Of course the deal had to get done before training camp. That was never any kind of, like, I knew that was going to happen. It had to get done, especially with Terry. I mean, he's the most consistent player you have, the best player on your offense, arguably, and he's just the guy that you want in your locker room. He's just a stand-up guy, represents everything that you want in this team, all you want in all your players and all that stuff. I completely get it, and it was a no-brainer. But, you know, me, just as a fan, you know, if you want to call it Ashburn Syndrome, whatever you guys want to call it, but, like, I just don't feel like it's a very genuine thing to do right now, that they actually wanted to do it, more like they were cornered into it.
When would have been a better time to get it done?
Probably, I feel like either right, like directly after the season. That's why I'm asking you. Do you feel, was there any kind of?
I don't think Terry's side wanted to do it right after the season, because they probably didn't offer the right amount of money.
Terry's
so eventually gets to a point where both sides had to agree. And I totally understand your skepticism, but this deal was going to get done. As JP kept saying, he was truly faithful to get done. I was a little skeptical at first. Then I said, you know what, they'll get it done. But whether they get it done today or before training camp, the negative stuff is still there.
Skepticism is absolutely warranted. But let me just clarify a few things, Sean. Hell no would McLaurin's people have wanted to sign a deal before free agency opened.
Because nobody else had signed.
Because they wanted the market to get reset. You know, the best thing that happened to Terry McLaurin was the $18 million a year Christian Kirk got in Jacksonville. So if he had signed in February, he wouldn't have even known that was coming, right? Yeah. Because at that point in time, the DJ Moore contract was what reset it. Then you get Tyreek Hill, you get Davante Adams. People knew these big moves were coming. They didn't understand the scope or the magnitude, but like, Terry's represented by somebody that represents a number of NFL players. You got to at least get through free agency, so you at least the first wave of free agency, so you know what's happening to the marketplace.
So you feel like the timing of this is actually more coordinated from Terry's camp than it was
It's both of them coming together and finally agreeing.
Now, could they have accelerated it from mid-July to let's just get it done right now? Of course. But I think because this has been going on for a while, including, you know, Ron getting asked about this late last season, the skepticism, unfortunately, for Commanders fans is obviously understood. Mm-hmm. I don't think it applies in this case. Because if this was skeptically driven, if they were trying to steal headlines, they would have done it last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, thank you guys for clearing that up. I mean, like I said, I did have genuine skepticism. I don't know how these markets work better than you guys do. That's why I genuinely, not only was I naive about it, but I'm actually just genuinely curious to know why it happened today, like you said, versus, you know, a week or two ago or maybe a month ago.
Those are reasonable questions.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Like, why today instead of next week or last week? But sometimes that's just how deals work.
Ultimately, when you know how good he is, you go, no matter when it got done, it needs to get done.
If you're able to get a window damn near close, just close it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I think if it had been signed last Tuesday, I'm totally on Sean's side.
Totally.
But this Tuesday, I'm not worried about it.
Like, not to go back a year, but last year on July 2nd, I don't remember the dates, mm-hmm. but early in July, they announced that Tonya Snyder's the new co-CEO. Mm-hmm. And the next day, the punishment came down from the NFL that Dan was removed from day-to-day operations. I don't think those were a coincidence.
No.
The timing of that was too much, yeah. And it all happened about a day or so before the 4th of July. Like, if they're trying to maximize this thing, you don't get it done this week going into the 4th of July holiday.
I know.
You wait 2 weeks.
Or do it last week.
If you are skeptically driven, then they would have done it last week.
There you go.
And if you are trying to optimize this thing, whatever day they roll out their new black jerseys for sale, you announce it that day.
You damn sure do.
So, like, I think this is just, yo, we got it done and we're happy, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I like to think I tell it pretty straight when I think there is tomfoolery. Let's go to Robert in Dallas. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Lee Mitch AP? Hey, today is I told you so day. I've been sitting back waiting for it because I've been telling all these drama kings that call it to the station. First, when Carson Wentz was traded, what was the narrative? Oh, man, we used the ball to salary cap. Signed Jonathan Allen, re-signed Terry McLaurin. I told you both of those deals were going to get done. I told you this is one of our best off seasons. We got J.G. McKissic re-signed. Everybody that we needed to get back, we were able to do despite so-called Carson Wentz eating up all the salary cap. This is what I've been telling all you all to sit back, relax, quit panicking, quit calling up here in the last caller. Man, I like your question, but come on, bro. Ain't nobody paying attention to no congressional hearing. Hell, Dan Snyder in Paris. He's not even concerned about it. This offseason has been really good. We are about to rock next year, and I'm going to call back and I told you so in the midseason when Carson Wentz is doing his thing. This is what I'm talking about.
Robert, hang on. Let me ask a question. Who are you telling so? If you listen to this program.
Okay, I'll.
On this program?
JP, I'll tell you. No.
Robert.
I'll tell you.
Hold on. Robert, if you listen to this program, we have been very confident throughout that a deal gets done. I've said it repeatedly lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of times.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll tell you exactly who. I'll tell you exactly who, JP. You ready?
Yep.
because the Washington Nationals are coming on, Grant and Danny, I can't call them today. And to their credit, they gave me a lot of time to go at them. But I went at them back and forth, and I said, dude, you guys are up here getting the DMV riled up after the Carson Wentz trade, and the main thing they kept saying, oh, man, we had all this salary cap space, but now we lost all this salary cap space with the trade. I told them on the call, I said, dude, one, salary cap doesn't matter. That's what I told them. I said, whoever we want to re-sign, we will with the $28 million that we so-called ate up the cap. I told them this, and we went back and forth on it, and they kept telling that narrative. I would have called and ripped them today, but I can't because the Nationals are coming on. But I'm waiting. I will call them tomorrow.
Thank you,
Robert. I told them, and I told everybody. Thanks, guys.
Landfill, he told you.
Rob pat himself on the back a lot, man.
Landfill, he told you.
Let's be real. That when Carson Wentz signed, they did eat up a lot of cap. They got rid of a lot of players to get some more money.
Right.
So we understand. And then
but
you
the fallacy of all that is this is an extension that starts next year.
Yeah.
It so everybody even, got caught up in this year. It didn't even matter.
But Terry was never the issue. It's just that some of the people you let go. And once the season starts, we'll see if any of that depth hurts.
Phone lines stay open. Jordan's on the line. Mike on the line. Stay there. Want to talk a little Deron Payne. We got to talk about people getting gored at Yellowstone. But Yellowstone's
leave
got
the damn
a heck
bison
of a lot
alone.
Of trouble.
That's all you got to do. Get away from him. Howard, don't play.
Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's hard to concentrate with Jeff Walker in there just singing away. Landfill, what's he singing?
He don't know.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up.
B. Mitchell Finley presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. My guy Jordan in Hyattsville is on the line. Jordan, how fired up were you for the Terry McLaurin contract?
I'm pumped. They needed to get it done, obviously. When there's trade, I don't even know if you call them rumors. It was just Twitter chatter of him getting traded. I thought that was insane. And obviously the team thought the same. I love that Ron came out and just said point blank they weren't going to do that and they were going to get it done. But what I wanted to state to you guys was, you know, looking at the crystal ball here, there are a lot of contracts coming up. And as much as I'm happy they got a quarterback in Carson Wentz, $28 million, a lot of money. And I know that Robert Guy was – capitalism isn't real. And you look at the Rams and, you know, you can say that that's the case. But Deron Payne, Montez Sweat, Chase, you know, there are a lot of guys that are going to want big money. They got multiple people who have been making over $20 million now. Deron Payne's probably out the door, but are we looking at a situation where Montez Sweat or even Chase Young are not – going to make, you know, probably Montez probably doesn't get re-signed just because that's a lot of money to four people, five people on the team rather than spreading that money out to other positions. The only way it kind of works out is maybe if Wentz doesn't work out and they cut bait after the season, but if he works out, granted they get a good quarterback or whatever, but if he's mediocre and they stick with him, I feel like that they're going to be just wading in the water of 8-8 or 8-9 now or whatever it is.
Salary cap going up next year.
Thank you, buddy.
And salary cap going to go up drastically. It'll help it out. But you got to look at him. Every team is basically constructed very similar to what Washington is doing right now. And the quarterback's going to get paid. The left tackle will get paid. The pass rusher is going to get paid. The receivers are going to get paid. And if you got a great tight end, he gets paid. The other people are going to get anywhere from $668,000 on up, which is the rookie minimum. But I think when we look at the Los Angeles Rams, I don't doubt you can get any team constructed because they got a lot of people making 12, 13, 15 and higher.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're also willing to eat the money at all times mm-hmm. and just keep kicking it. Few things, though, to address. This one makes a ton of sense. But you do have Deron Payne in going into the last year of his deal. And I think there's this notion with Commanders fans, and I honestly kind of made this point, that the Commanders have a terrible history of letting their own young guys walk and paying other guys. I'm not advocating to let Deron Payne walk, but there do have to be some decisions reached. And when they decided to pay John Allen last year, you got to just think about how much you want to invest in a, you know, $210 million salary cap. Say that gets up to $225 next year, mm-hmm. $220 next year. How much of that do you want invested at one position? And if you're paying John 18, Deron would want at least that because it's a year later. At the time John was making that, I don't think he had a Pro Bowl All-Pro season. It's entirely possible they've just made the decision they can't pay Deron, or maybe that next year they'll try to franchise him and then try to trade him or something. Like, what I know right now is for a staff that has basically gone all in on this season,
mm-hmm.
they want to win this season. Look at the players they drafted. There wasn't a potential pick in there. It was all production.
Yeah.
Get on the field right away. There was no project. There was no third rounder we got to let develop for 2 years. It's guys that can help now.
True.
Deron Payne now, even if you only get him for one season, you only get 17 games out of him. Maybe 18, maybe 19, maybe 14, whatever it is. Deron Payne right now has more value than what you're going to get back in a trade. Because what you're going to get back in a trade is a fourth.
Yeah.
Maybe a pair of fifths. Yeah,
right now, you try to get, because you would think that Deron is in a situation where I'm going to show him, so make sure everybody wants me next year. You might get the best year out of him. That's more valuable than going to get a third, a fourth rounder or later that doesn't do nothing. Because I think people now understand you're letting him go next year. You won't be able to sign him. And I think that's where you have to make sure that somebody in your farm, through your ranks, that is already ready to step in and play. The great teams do that. When they let go of somebody that's very, very high-level player, the next guy coming, he may not exactly be a 10, but he might be a 9.5.
And, I mean, just look at the facts here. And I'm not trying to diminish what anybody thinks is news. They just paid John, and then they just drafted a kid in the second round to be a space heater. Mm-hmm. So if you just look at the writing on the wall, don't hold your breath on a paying contract, and don't hold your breath on a paying trade, because Payne's going to help him on the field this year.
More than likely.
I think Deron plays. I think he plays well. And they would still have a negotiating window after the season. Like, things could still happen. They could still tag him. It nothing is written there. Nothing is finalized.
Mm-hmm.
But I think folks are too worried. And then, like, Cole Holcomb's a good player that I like. He is going into the last year of his deal. I don't think anybody's worried about that.
Nah.
If you want to get this thing locked in with Cole Holcomb, you can go to Cole Holcomb in October with an offer for a 2-year extension. Like, those players may like it where they are, but I don't think there's, if you are concerned about the depth of the organization, I would say at linebacker and at defensive back, that's a real thing. Don't be concerned, though, that you've got young players on the last year of their deal. Like, you're not going to re-sign everybody. And are you even sure you want everyone to be re-signed?
No, you can't. Listen, you can't sign everybody. You need to have some guys that are going to be guys that are building up. Because eventually, I think the best way you want to have a team built is where, when you have a guy on a nice deal, when he hits that last year and he may break the bank, there's somebody who's just starting to hit their groove, and they're going to be hitting that mark where you can let that person go and keep moving. That's how teams are built. You know, you can't keep everybody. You will not. Not in this era with the salary cap like it is, unless you're the Rams. Because I'm serious. I don't know how they're doing it. I want to be around when they finally get to the end and something has to happen, whenever that is.
Sure. I mean, Turk comes for everybody, right? I just think I tweeted this morning how good of news the Terry deal was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, with the Terry deal wrapped up, don't expect a ton of changes. It's June 29th. Like, the team they're going to roll out this fall is pretty much what you see. Mm-hmm. Maybe they add a veteran corner. Maybe they add a veteran linebacker. Maybe they add a veteran tackle. But that player, at this point, probably not going to be a game changer.
Why not?
Could it happen? Sure. I'm not ruling anything out, but most of the, you know, there's still free agents available. Like, I recognize that. But if you're a free agent on June 29th, there's probably a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're looking for too much money, teams don't think you're that good. There's an injury question.
They may not think you're that good, but you know what? If you can get one team to think you're good, that's all that matters. No, two. You need two people to do it to get the best money.
Right now, you need one. Right now, you're just trying to sign.
But you get two, you can always make them work against each other.
Sure. But, like, a dude like, I mean, let's just say Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Julio's still an unrestricted free agent. He just wants a phone call. He's not waiting to play two teams against each other.
Well, I agree.
A guy like Jason Pierre-Paul, who's been a pretty good edge rusher, he's been a great edge rusher for portions of his career and still good down in Tampa. He just wants a call. And you know what? Depending maybe what happens with Chase, depending what happens with his rehab, maybe that's a veteran that could come in and help you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You got Trey Flowers. I mean, there's people out there. I just, could I see them adding a veteran linebacker? Certainly. Right now, I think you're looking at David Mayo or Kalik Hudson as your third or fourth linebacker. Like, that's not exactly.
Unless something happens a little later.
Sure. You can always add a vet. But I don't think whoever that is going to come in and change the season for you. Like, anybody that could get added at this point isn't going to change the Vegas win total. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they've got what they've got, and this is what they're going to go into the season with. Speaking of getting got, we got to talk Buffalo's wrecking people in Yellowstone. Don't go anywhere. It's Beamish and Finley.
Enough before.
I got homework for everybody. Landfill sent an article about the death of the $1 pizza slice due to inflation. I want everybody tomorrow, we're going to talk about not gas, not like stuff that everybody's talking about, one item that you were stunned by the new price of it, because it happened to me earlier this week at the grocery store. So just think about it. You got 24 hours. We'll do it tomorrow.
24 hours?
Then we take calls on it, because I'm sure people are mad about stuff too. So long. $1
pizza. That's a whole hour segment right there.
Dude, I bet people call pissed.
Yes, indeed. We got an hour, so we got 3 hours to plan for tomorrow.
Special bleep you.
Oh, it's Thursday too, huh? We're going to combine bleep you Thursday and complaining about what is too damn expensive right now.
I think those are separate, but whatever.
Yeah. Bleep you is enough. Yeah. That's an hour and a half, so we need now 2 hours and a half more of segments.
All right. Something's going on at Yellowstone National Park. And
I can tell you what's going on. People are just stupid.
Now, Yellowstone just had massive flooding, I believe. Where? Yeah. So, I'm just going to read the article from USA Today. A 34-year-old man was gored by a bison Monday near Giant Geyser at Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park. The unidentified man, visiting from Colorado, was walking with his family on a boardwalk when the bison charged the group. Family members did not leave the area, and the bull bison continued to charge and gored the male.
He kept goring one person.
Last month, a 25-year-old woman was gored and tossed into the air by a bison after walking to within 10 feet of the animal.
Stay 25 feet away. I am 2,500 feet away.
Yo, buffalo, bison, whatever you want to call them, are some of the pound-for-pound strongest
animals. They get
animals
up to 2,000 pounds, JP.
And they're all muscle, and they're fast. This isn't like a cow. Like,
it, don't get that close to a cow. The cow might be pissed off, too. I don't deal with none of them.
I took my girls over to my brother's house last night. They have cats, and my wife's allergic to cats, so they don't get to see cats very often. Mm-hmm. And my little girls were so excited, and this cat wanted nothing to do with two little girls screaming and jumping around, right?
Leave the cat alone.
So the cat runs upstairs and is hiding under the bed. And my friends are like, my daughters are like, Daddy, get the cat. I was like, listen, when an animal's hiding from you, leave it alone. Because if you get closer, the animal's going to react.
He's going to start protecting himself.
Now, look, I'm watching this video.
They showed a video of the guy getting gored.
There's a video. Yeah, here, watch it. All right, so here it is. The buffalo's running over. Now, listen, this dude that gets effed up here is trying to protect his family.
I understand, but my thing is.
Oh, he almost gets a kid. Oh, damn, that dude saved that kid's life.
Yeah. But at first, the buffalo was doing something else.
They got to get the hell out of here.
See, that's my problem right there. That buffalo was over there doing something else. That man, his wife, and two kids were on the. Why are they standing that damn close to the buffalo? The bison. I'm going to call it the bison. That's what it is. Why are they standing that close? You saw.
Yo, once you see it, start backing up. This, I think it's a lady. I think the lady. Oh my God. That dude saves that kid's life.
Yeah, the dude saved the
kid's
life.
Yo, that's not even a guy with the family. And then the two morons are still standing there. Run away. Look at this. This seems like some random photographer comes over to, like, help them. How did they not run away?
No. See, the problem is.
Never trust a dude in a straw hat.
The buffalo, you watch him. Bison, whatever the hell. Same thing.
Right.
But you watch him. He was down in that little move like, I'm ready to charge. And they just standing there. Dude, you should have been backing up already.
Oh, and then this dude's got spray.
Yeah, that makes him go away. See, as soon as he turned away when he sprayed
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my thing is. He's down in the 3-point stance. And the quarterback said hike.
Yo, and the buffalo even has the smarts. He stops before, and then these people go at him again.
That's what I'm
saying. How do you have a child right there? The guy lets the kid go. This photographer dude is a hero.
Hey, bro. All I'm going to say is from the B. Mitchell Finley Show, this is your PSA, your public service announcement. Stay your ass away from bison. Don't, and if you're going to see him, go by yourself. Don't take your family and your kids with you. Because the kid was almost done. See what I'm saying? All these people want to go out here and all these people that fight for all these damn animals and stuff like that. When the animal's in their atmosphere, let them be.
That's their
Don't
house.
Go out there trying to deal with them. Listen, everybody think, oh, they so cute. A wild animal, no matter how big or small, is not cute. It's dangerous because eventually he's going to say, what the hell is this being? Why is this being in my area? Let me show them what I'm about. And they're going to take you out. So when it happens to people a lot of times, you know what? There was always a part of me that said, oh, I feel so sorry. How the hell am I feel sorry for somebody just going stand that close when already they telling you don't get that damn close to them?
Yeah. I mean, look at this one. Now, this lady, this buffalo's coming at her. This is the one from May, I think. And she stays there to keep taking pictures. Get in your car and get out of there.
Have you ever noticed they show it a lot? And this is not funny, but it's pathetic. People go on these safaris.
And
they want to, you stay in the truck, don't you?
Stay in the truck.
They want to get out and walk up closer. there's no cat on a safari that's cute. They all can kill you. And people get out. I'm not getting out the truck.
I wonder
actually,
how.
I want to sit in the front. Because, see, in the front with the other people, they got windows and they can roll. They can in a little cabin. I don't even want to sit outside. Because I saw one with a damn, the cheetah jumped right up on the damn top of the truck, on top of the truck, looking at the people in the middle, in the outdoor part. No, no, no. I want to be inside the cabin with the other dude. And the guide, he got to be the bravest dude in the world. He sits out on the front by himself. No, no, no. Mm-mm.
Look, these people are so stupid. And, you know, I blame some of this. My guess is, obviously, as the global population gets bigger, more and more of these wild animals get thrust into areas with people. And there's probably more interaction between wild animals and people than there ever has been in
but
human
the thing
history.
But though, JP, let's
but
be real.
I would compound that with the plague that is social media. You got these morons with a 2,000-pound
kind of like
bison.
Like the dudes that were going circles at the golf course
yes.
the other day.
Yo, what are you trying to get, a selfie with a buffalo?
Nah, bro.
That could stick its horn through your
let
gut?
Let me tell you, when I'm in the wild and there are big animals like that, I'm in the car.
Yo,
and
they think this
you,
little
the
fence
buffalo might charge my
thing?
Car. But I promise you, if I take off, that buffalo can't keep up with that car.
Give yourself a chance.
Hell yeah. And like people, well, I was playing golf in Lake Tahoe. They told me, oh, it's bear out here. Oh, bear? Really? Okay, cool. I'm in the cart and down the middle of the fairway. I see the bear. I'm not going close to the bear to take a damn picture. I zoomed in. Look, put the fingers. Zoom in and try to do it. But there's always somebody. Let's take a picture of me by the bear. And they turn their back to the bear. Stupid as hell. No, can't happen. Not be Mitch. Call me tough. Say, oh, I thought you were tough. You're damn straight. Human beings. I will deal with human beings. I am not dealing with a buffalo. Bison. Snakes. Big bear. They get my total respect.
When we come back, the Wizards made a trade today.
Did they?
See if we can name any of the people they traded for.
I know who they traded away.
I know them, too, because they played here. I know the guys that play here. I don't know how much better they got, but NBA free agency's coming. They'll have an opportunity to get better there. Will they take advantage? Chris Miles joins the program next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.